live from historic downtown Carlisle, Pennsylvania, home of founding father James Wilson, 19th century hymn writer George Duffield, 19th century gospel minister George Norcross, and sports legend Jim Thorpe. It's Iron Sharpens Iron. This is a radio platform in which pastors, Christian scholars, and theologians address the burning issues facing the church and the world today. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17 tells us iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Matthew Henry said that in this passage, we are cautioned to take heed with whom we converse and directed to have in view in conversation to make one another wiser and better. It is our hope that this goal will be accomplished over the next 2 hours, and we hope to hear from you, the listener, with your own questions. And now here's your host, Chris Arnson.
Good afternoon, Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, Lake City, Florida, and the rest of humanity living on the planet Earth who are listening via live streaming at ironsharpensironradio.com. This is Chris Arnson, your host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, wishing you all a happy Friday on the 24th day of October 2025. I was recently at a Bible conference in Ephrata, Pennsylvania, the Future of Christendom Conference, that featured, among other speakers, two of my friends, Pastor Jeff Durbin of Apologia Church, and also an up-and-coming apologist that many of you are going to be hearing a lot more from, I believe with every fiber of my being, Eli Ayala, who is really a rising star in the field of apologetics. But during this conference, there was a Q&A session, and someone asked whether or not it was appropriate for Christians to participate in yoga. And when the panelists were answering that question, Jeff Durbin happened to call out to the woman who is my guest today, Christine Schwann, and had her give a few comments of her own, since she had been a yoga instructor for at least 8 years. And she abandoned that after becoming a born-again believer in Christ Jesus. And she was warning the audience about how dangerous that activity is, having its roots in the occult and paganism, Hinduism and Satanism. And I immediately said to myself, I've got to get this woman on my show. I can't remember ever doing a full program on yoga and its dangers. I've had programs and guests where it has come up as a part of a subject, but I've never spent a two-hour show delving deeply into it with an expert on the issue. I'm so thrilled that Christine Schwann agreed to come on the program. As I said, she is a former yoga instructor from 2008 to 2016, a former adjunct professor of anatomy and physiology from 2006 to 2021, and she is currently serving as executive assistant to the elders at Apologia Church in Mesa, Arizona. And today we are addressing holy yoga. Now, there's a stretch. A warning to all Christians about the inseparable links between yoga and the occult, paganism, and Satanism. And it's my honor and privilege to welcome you for the very first time ever to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, Christine Schwann.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on. Thank you so very much, Chris. I was hesitant, I admit, when you came up to ask me this, but I absolutely must give a defense of the faith, apologia, and I'm ready. I'm happy to answer questions and share what I know.
Well, I am thrilled that you actually correctly pronounced apologia, even though your church does not.
Oh, we do know that.
I can remember before my longtime dear friend, Dr. James R. White of Alpha and Omega Ministries, was an elder there. He would constantly rib Jeff Durbin about the mispronunciation of of apologia. And finally, he caved in and pronounces it that way himself now that he's an elder there.
That's right. He is an elder, but he has taught us all, and he reminds us every time he's on the pulpit just to learn ground rules. You got it.
Well, I'd like to know something about your background as far as what kind of religious atmosphere, if any, in which you were raised. And then I know that you, according to conversations we've already had, very early on in your life, back in your teen years, have been heavily involved in health, fitness, and exercise, aerobics and competitive athletics and so on. But tell us about your background and what originally lured you into the study and practice of yoga.
Oh, thank you. I was raised in a, Roman Catholic family. I attended a Roman Catholic grade school as well as high school. And in my home, I was one of six, but we were taught at the time that was the Roman Catholic teaching, you do not open a Bible, you do not touch it, because that was for the priests. And we did have a big Bible. I remember that. I believed, I always had questions against that faith, but we were told we were Catholics, quote unquote, and you thought you were Christian as that word came a little bit more prevalent. So I was raised in that false religion, I call it now, knowing the truth of God. And so therefore, thinking I'm a Christian, I was always in athletics, as I've shared with you. And I love the body. I've been out there playing sports since I was 5 years old, just always hung around with my brothers, played baseball with them. And so that's just part of my being. God created me. I love to move. I cannot sit. I have to climb. I have to run. I have to jog. You name it. I have to do something every single day. You can ask the elders. In terms of what got me into the yoga, I fought it until 2007. Being in fitness, I am a speech language pathologist by my degrees, undergrad and graduate. So my minor was exercise science, but I knew I couldn't really support my two young children at the time. So I love communication, and I just love the human body. So speech pathology. Anyway, I fought it because I thought yoga, the little I knew about it, I didn't even know it was a thing. It was just stretching. It was just the sissy side way of working out. I'm being honest and transparent. But it was when I was in a really dark time in my life, just a lot of was going on. And my sister-in-law said, here, read this book, Eat, Pray, Love. And in it, they mentioned yoga. And she said, you should do some yoga. And I fought it. And I finally said, okay, I'll go to one class. It happened to be a hot yoga class. And it was a Bikram class. People know, what is that? And I couldn't even finish half the class. I had to lay down because I could not breathe. So
coming from somebody like you who have always been physically fit and very active.
Well, yes, it wasn't the physical fitness? No, it was the fact you're in a 110, 15 degree room with humidity.
Hence the word hot yoga.
Correct. Very dangerous. But coming from a desert, we don't know what humidity was. My body does not know what humidity is. Did not. So that challenged me, even laying on the floor. But anyway, what it did, though, was it got to my ego, my pride. And it was, I'm not going to let this get me. That was, I remember it as I remember it. The hook that Satan got me, I now know was that. So I went back again. And then I could do it a little bit longer and again and again. So it hooked me from my pride. And it made me feel like, oh, I could finally do that because I conquered. So I'm athletic. I love challenges. I conquered it. I did it. And the more I did it, the more I thought, wow, I'd love to teach it, being a teacher inherently in what I would do with the anatomy, physiology, and other things. It just said, I want to take this teacher training because I want to share it with people. It made me feel so good. It made me feel, and I'm using air quotes, people can't see that, but it made me feel at peace because I was in a very depressed state of mind at the time. You don't need to know the why, but it was that. And so I felt so good. I felt at peace. And then they used the words that I thought I knew. It's, oh, this is a spiritual thing. And oh, they talked about get you closer to God. Now, again, not knowing at all what that was or who they were talking about. It sure wasn't my God, but I didn't know that. It just kind of helped me in my end. So it hooked me. And then I went into teacher training from that point on. I still worked out. I still do, but went into teacher training.
Now, why don't you also, which would be a very important element of the interview, explain exactly what yoga is, including what the word means, and tell us something about the origins during that Q&A at the conference where you, at the request of Jeff Durbin, began to explain a little bit about it. It is inseparably linked and rooted in Hinduism. But tell us more about that.
Excellent question, because it has become, the Y-O-G-A, yoga has become so westernized in our culture now in this country that people think yoga is a physical thing. That it's just yoga. But the word yoga is from the Sanskrit, which comes from East India in India, the Hindu religion at that time, a thousand years ago, Sanskrit. So it means to yoke, or the union of the body, the mind with the spirit, with God. And again, same words are being used, spirit and God. So yoga means to yoke the body, mind, and spirit with God. It is not referring to that physical act, the physical practice of these poses. What we in America think is yoga is actually just a pathway for the individual who's practicing this religion of Hindu to get closer to their God, their Brahma, their gods, plural, in actuality. And it's through that yoking, they want you to quiet your mind and stop the chatter and empty your mind, literally, so that you could become one with the spirit. And that's the essence, the truth about what yoga is. It is part of the Hindu religion still to this day.
Were you, during the process of learning more about yoga and even to the point of becoming an instructor, was this in any way also luring you into even contemplating becoming a Hindu? Or was this just something that you knew was an interesting fact about yoga's origins, but you were never seriously led into that direction?
That's a great question. So if I have to step back to about the 1990s, again, just going through these challenging times in my life, being divorced early on, the Catholic Church says I stepped away from the Catholic Church. That was not something I was going to pursue. They said I couldn't do anything that they told me I could originally do. Like the different sacraments. So anyway, I got into Word of Faith. I got into Joel Osteen in 1990, Beth Moore, Joyce Myers. I had their Bibles. I went to a, quote, non-denominational church where what I now know, they were preaching false. They weren't even preaching the gospel. They were preaching, you know, seeker sensitive. It makes you feel good. It appeals to yourself you know, you become the idol. So it was making me feel better. It was helping me thinking I'm being spiritual. And so that was early on. That's early on. Again, keep in mind, I was not a born again Christian at that point. I was just seeking, knowing this now, thinking I'm a Christian. So when I went then and took yoga, they were using the same words, right? They were using all the words I've already shared. This is, there's God and there's spirituality and there's peace. And we want, you know, just unity with God. Okay. So I can see where the veil of deceit started early on in that in the 1990s, and I was into New Age, the New Age practice, New Thought. You know, there's Doreen Virtue, there's mediums, there's psychics, there's all those things.
And Doreen has since become a Christian as well.
Well, that's part of my story.
Okay.
You're correct.
Yes.
You're correct. Yes. No, she sure has. And that's why I mentioned her name. But there are many others still in that practice going on. And I don't know if I've finished answering the question yet at this point. So I did not think anything about going into the teacher training. It was just another thing because I went into training to be an aerobic instructor and I was a personal trainer. I mean, you always have to learn and study things. So I thought, oh, this is just part of another training where I'm using my body, which, okay. When I was in the training and I found out you have to go through the 200 hours, it was only 20 hours of the 200 was in the body, anatomy and physiology. And that's a key point we'll touch on later. But the rest of the 200 hours, aside from the practice, is the history, the practice, the pathways, the sutras, the all of this, Gnana Yoga, everything. So for the remainder of that, you are learning the Hindu religion. You are. You're learning it. You know that when you're doing it. But in my mind, I kept thinking, oh, well, I'm reading my Bible, my Joel Osteen Bible. I believe in God. I'm going to say my prayers. And I preempt all that because I know many of you hearing think you do the same thing and that it's okay because you do that. So I was deceived. I'm telling you everything that went forward. Nowhere in it did the thought of this is a Hindu religion and having to learn all their different, not all their different gods, but you had to learn a lot of them because the poses are after the gods. It did not even convict my heart. It tickled my ears is what it did. And that's how you know you're being deceived by Satan. I will be honest with that. But again, I came from that word of faith, you know, false gospel church that says it's Christian when it doesn't even preach the gospel of the true Jesus.
Oh. Yes, and there are very bizarre things involved in the Word of Faith movement that resemble the occult, even like speaking things into existence, speaking realities and truth into existence just by audibly uttering things and all kinds of bizarre stuff. So you are just basically, to wrap up what I asked you about any interest in entering into Hinduism as a religion of your own, it seems that you are just finding that element of yoga fascinating, but nothing that was luring you into saying, you know, I'm going to actually consider becoming a Hindu. Nothing like that ever happened.
Oh, no, not at all. But here's where it becomes a very slippery slope and the veil is ever so thin, because then I might say, well, really, was I becoming more in the Hindu religion? You know, it's kind of like if we were to talk about paganism. But so you do the physical practice of yoga. But then you're also hearing, well, I need to clear my mind. So I need to meditate. Well, our Bible, the true Bible of our God, Yahweh, does use the word meditation several times, but it's very specifically denoted and the word that it is to keep your mind on God's word. And that is what meditation truly means. Completely different from what yoga tells you to do for meditation. So that's where I was learning that false peace. And then you go into doing these mantras. Okay, well, that's okay. I can do that in a class. Okay, well, that becomes okay. And oh, that yoga sutra that I was reading and learned about, well, that kind of helps me get some peace. So you can begin to see that, well, I had no, I'm not going to become a Hindu. I was beginning the practice of doing all these things that is part of a Hindu religion. Does that make sense?
Yes.
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 Okay. Yes.
And we have to go to our first commercial break right now. If you have a question of your own for Christine Schwann, you can submit it to chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com. As always, give us your first name at least, your city and state of residence, and your country of residence if you live outside the USA. Please only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. Let's say you have people in your family who are involved in yoga, and you'd like to ask a question about that without identifying who you are, because you don't at this point want to unnecessarily offend them. Or it might even be the church that you're in. They might even have a so-called holy yoga class at some point during the week. Or you may have a pastor who practices yoga with his wife or something. I have met and even interviewed Reformed Baptists on this program. And during Q&A with the audience, at least on one occasion, this Reformed Baptist brother in Christ said that he practices yoga and he didn't find any problem with it at all because he wasn't thinking about any spiritual and religious things outside of the Christian faith while he was doing this. And that's one of the things we're going to be talking about later. But that kind of a thing, obviously, you'd want to remain anonymous, especially if you're going to be saying something about your church. But if it's a general question, give us your first name at least, city and state, and country of residence. Don't go away. We'll be right back right after these messages from our sponsors.
I'm Simon O'Mahony, pastor of Trinity Reformed Baptist Church in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. Originally from Cork, Ireland, the Lord in his sovereign providence has called me to shepherd this new and growing congregation here in Cumberland County. At TRBC, we joyfully uphold the Second London Baptist Confession. We embrace congregational church government, and we are committed to preaching the full counsel of God's word for the edification of believers, the salvation of the lost, and the glory of our triune God. We are also devoted to living out the one another commands of Scripture, loving, encouraging, and serving each other as the body of Christ. In our worship, we sing psalms and the great hymns of the faith, and we gather around the Lord's table every Sunday. We would love for you to visit and worship with us. You can find our details at trbccarlisle.org. That's trbccarlisle.org. God willing, we'll see you soon.
I am still praising God for the addition of Gold Wealth Management to the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio family of advertisers. They are veteran-owned and operated and built on the values of honor, courage, commitment, and service to others. The same values that were instilled in the owner during his 8 years in the Marine Corps. Gold Wealth Management is offering free reports on current market conditions. The threat of BRICS, which stands for Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. The coming digital currency and how to protect your savings and retirement accounts with real assets like physical gold and silver. There is absolutely no pressure and no obligation. Request your free reports today. Call 623-640-5911. That's 623-640-5911. Or visit goldwealthmanagement.com/iron.
That's goldwealthmanagement.com/iron. And tell them Chris from Iron Truck and Zion Radio sent you. Don't wait. Be informed. Be prepared with Gold Wealth Management.
This program is sponsored by Hope PR Ministry. Hope PR Ministry is a podcast produced by Hope Protestant Reformed Church in Walker, Michigan. We are dedicated to sharing Reformed biblical content every Wednesday and Friday. Tune in for sermons, lectures, and interviews exploring distinctive Reformed doctrines. If you are looking for Christ-centered content, simply search Hope PR Ministry on your favorite podcast platform to begin listening today. Hope PR Ministry also offers morning meditations, a daily podcast featuring Reformed devotionals designed to nourish your soul. Start your day with these spiritually enriching messages by tuning into Morning Meditations wherever you get your podcasts.
Greetings, this is Brian McLaughlin, president of the SecureCom Group and supporter of Chris Arnzen's Iron Sharpens Iron radio program. SecureCom provides the highest level of security systems for residential buildings, municipalities, churches, commercial properties, and much more. We can be reached at securecomgroup.com. That's securecomgroup.com. But today, I want to introduce you to my senior pastor, Doug McMasters of New Hyde Park Baptist Church on Long Island.
Doug McMasters here, former director of pastoral correspondence at Grace to You, the radio ministry of John MacArthur. In the film Chariots of Fire, the Olympic gold medalist runner Eric Liddell remarked that he felt God's pleasure when he ran. He knew his efforts sprang from the gifts and calling of God. I sense that same God-given pleasure when ministering the word and helping others gain a deeper knowledge and love for God. That love starts with the wonderful news that the Lord Jesus Christ is a Savior who died for sinners, and that God forgives all who come to Him in repentance, trusting solely in Christ to deliver them. I would be delighted to have the honor and privilege of ministering to you if you live in the Long Island area or Queens or Brooklyn or the Bronx in New York City. For details on New Hyde Park Baptist Church, visit nhpbc.com. That's nhpbc.com. You can also call us at 516-352-9672. That's 516-352-9672. That's New Hyde Park Baptist Church, a congregation in love with each other, passionate for Christ, committed to learning and being shaped by God's word, and delighting in the gospel of God's sovereign grace. God bless you.
Iron Sharpens Iron Radio praise God for the generous monthly financial support of Royal Diadem Jewelers, educated by and affiliated with the American Gem Society, Jewelers of America, and the Gemological Institute of America. For the perfect custom-designed engagement ring or any one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry created exactly according to your imagination and specifications, Royal Diadem Jewelers has you covered. No matter where you live in the world, Royal Diadem will walk you step by step through every stage of the process and even hold a high-tech internet virtual visit using state-of-the-art jewelry design technology to serve you. They start by listening carefully to determine your needs. They're interested in making what you want, not what they want to sell you. From rough design to digital model, to photorealistic image, to wax prototype model, to the finished product, they are continually listening to your input, likes and dislikes, making any changes necessary along the way. This will ensure that your custom jewelry will turn out exactly as you dreamed and well beyond your expectations. Visit royaldiadem.com. That's royaldiadem.com today. Sterling Vanderwerker, owner of Royal Diadem Jewelers, his wife Bronnie, his business partner and manager Brian Wilson, and the entire family thank you all for listening to, praying for, and supporting the work of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And the owners of RoyalDiadem.com love Iron Sharpens Iron Radio so much that not only do they provide automatically financial support for us every month, but on top of that, they are giving us the mind-blowing bonus of 100% of the profits from any sale of jewelry to an Iron Sharpens Iron Radio listener simply by that listener mentioning Iron Sharpens Iron Radio when they purchase their jewelry from RoyalDiadem.com. Whether you're purchasing jewelry for yourself or someone you love, and keep in mind Christmas is just around the corner, whether you are purchasing jewelry that they already have in stock at RoyalDiadem.com, or if you're having a one-of-a-kind customized piece of jewelry created, any way and any reason that you are purchasing the jewelry, if you mention Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, we get 100% of the profits from that sale. So please go to RoyalDiadem.com today. Mention Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. And I do have a question that is connected to something I was going to ask you anyway. And this would be a good time to bring up this question from Susan in Newville, Pennsylvania. Susan says, I do stretches every single morning that are a part of yoga. And I find nothing wrong with doing this at all because of the benefits that I know that I am receiving physically from these stretches. They seem very anatomically and physically appropriate and even necessary for one to receive the necessary stretching that you would need to participate in before working out and possibly injuring yourself. What do you have to say about this?
Well, I hear that quite often. I think I would have to instantly ask her back a question. It depends on the stretches you're doing and the order in which you're doing. For example, when I'm at the gym and I'm on my elliptical, I see people doing the same practice of going into cat-cow, going into child's pose, moving into another pose, and they follow a yoga sequence. And is there something wrong in that? Absolutely. If I'm sitting in a chair and I'm rounding my back and moving my body, it's not the same thing. It's if you're sitting there in a straddle on the floor out of doing nothing connected with it, no, there's nothing wrong with doing that. But if you're following a sequence that you know, that you might have learned from, or you get off the internet, you really got to be aware of that. Those sequences are actually a series of poses that are meant to be put together in order to get the body in a certain state, or quote unquote, their energy to, again, it's part of the structure of the religion of the yoga practice. So it depends. I mean, she's not in front of me. I can't see it. I can't ask her. But I will say, if you structure those sequences together, you're doing yoga, period.
Now, when you say it depends, I'm assuming, and I could be wrong, that you would be opposed to her or anyone else purposely mimicking a pose that is a Hindu act of worship. It's a positioning of the body to worship a specific Hindu deity. And even though the person is saying, I'm just doing it to limber myself, to make myself feel better, to prevent injury and exercise, I'm assuming that you would still be opposed to that specific mimicking of a Hindu posture?
I would say, again, without you giving me poses or postures, absolutely. Do I stretch? Absolutely. Do I know my body? Yes. Do I ever connect what I know are poses from the practice of all the different types of yoga? I do not do that. No, sir, I will not do that. Will I find another way to stretch my body if it's because I need to move my spine or I need to, it's like, yes, I'm going to do something different. This is where I challenge each individual who's listening. Do you know your body? What is the purpose of what you need? Are you just copying what you've seen in yoga classes or on the internet? Do you actually know why you need to twist your spine? It sure as heck isn't for the chakras. It's not that at all. There's physiological reasons. But again, people will argue with me. I welcome that. Can you stretch? Absolutely. The body was made to move as per God. Start going into the Bible. If you want to get some, I want to say, you want to know about what you can or can't do, just start reading the Bible. You know, God opened my eyes to what? Well, go into Genesis. We're created to move. We were created to touch. I will say Adam. Created to tend the garden. Does Adam do stand? No, he bends over. He picks up. He pulls. You move continually. You see the people of Israel moving. The Jewish people were moving, working. They worked the land. So I can go on about that. But no, if you know that that's part of a posture and you're not sure, don't do it. That's my best piece of advice. Don't do it. Do not do anything that are even connected together for certain on that one.
Yeah. Our listener, Susan in Newville, seems to be indicating that what she is doing is the only way to get a good stretch. She's acting, and I hope I'm not reading too much into your question, Susan, but what you are saying, Christine, is that it is not necessary to limber your body up and stretch appropriately by using a yoga pose. There are just other ways of doing this. That's the way I get from you.
Yes, short and sweet. Yes, I mean yes. And if she thinks that she has to do that she's warming her body up, I say yes. We all know the body needs to be warmed up. Go walk. Then what do you need to do? Oh, well, I'm going to be doing this, so I know I need to get my shoulders and upper body ready. I know I need to get my spine ready. I've been laying in bed. It depends. There are so many factors and variables. But when you say to me, no, I know I can do this because it helps me. Well, I'm telling you, if you're using yoga poses, you think it's okay, but it's not. If you're a Christian, it's not. If you're an unbeliever or pagan, it doesn't matter.
Just like the scriptures forbid men kneeling before angels and other men, in an act of adoration, these poses are acts of worship, whether you regard them that way or not, right?
Yes, referring to that. You know, when I'm gonna take a path. When people say they do yoga or they practice yoga, I would instantly say, well, where do you practice this? Where do you go do your yoga? Oh, I go to the studio. Okay, but do you not notice the Buddhas and the different Hindu gods that are all over the walls? Do you not hear the words the instructor uses, namaste, and all these Sanskrit words? Do you not hear that? You are literally, if you're a Christian, you are going into a pagan temple. And you are going in there to worship their gods, no matter if in your mind you think you're not. And if you're a solid Christian, you have got to understand that. I mean, let's just look at what our God says, the Shema. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. There's only one true and living God. Are you walking into that studio? You're walking into a pagan temple that worships other gods. And God has commanded us, you shall love the Lord God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words I command you today, and they shall be on your heart. And Satan, please hear me with all as much gentleness and kindness and love that I can say, Satan is a liar and a deceiver. He's come to kill, steal, and destroy. And if you stay in that, those will happen. But this, he puts this very subtle veil, my best words to describe it, Chris, over our face so that we still think we're being spiritual. I've shared that. That's what I thought. They use the same words. They use the same phrases. And it makes me feel so good. And I go around saying, oh, peace to you and God bless you. And I'm thinking I'm being spiritual. But nowhere in there am I doing it, what God commanded me to go forth and, you know, preach the gospel to all nations. Nowhere is that. I just want to say, you know, you go into the Bible book for that. And let me continue in Deuteronomy. You shall not go after other gods, the gods of the peoples who are around you. For the Lord your God in your midst is a jealous God. Lest the anger of the Lord your God be kindled against you and he destroy you from the face of the earth. That should be enough to keep you out of a yoga studio, out of a church that has holy yoga. That's even more of an abomination to God, more of an abomination.
So is that something that is common, even that phrase? I think the first time I heard the phrase is when you said it, holy yoga.
Ask me that again. What you
is that a common thing in evangelical churches for them to have a holy yoga class?
Since I have been out of this, I don't know. I imagine that many of them do. It actually originated, the term holy yoga and the training originated here in the Phoenix area. But let me read. Yes. So I'm going to say yes. So if you do the yoga within a church or their hall or wherever it is, you think you're not going into a pagan temple, if you will. And it's okay because we're only using God. May I go further on this one?
Oh, yeah.
Chris?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I am on the Holy Yoga website. Some people may wonder if it's okay. I'm reading this quote unquote. Some people may wonder if it's okay for Christians to do yoga, and we believe the answer is yes. There is a misconception that yoga is a religion. Well, that is not a misconception. This is me, Christine talking. It is a religion. You go Google it. Go look. You'll see the word yoga and the Hindu religion. But it's actually, I'm back to this website, a spiritual discipline. Now, here's the deceit and here's the veil and the lie. In parentheses, like meditation, prayer, fasting, and worship. Do you see where the little hook is getting thrown out there to a Christian? We believe there is only one God who exists for all eternity in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So we use yoga as a way to connect heart, soul, mind, and strength with God. And holy yoga embraces just the essential elements of yoga. Again, yoga means to yoke the body, mind, spirit with God. Breath work, meditation, and physical postures. And they go on to give them their Christ-centered yoga philosophy. And through holy yoga, again, I'm going to quote unquote, through holy yoga, that's an oxymoron in and of itself. You will learn and live a life's journey of inspiration, fellowship, and spirituality. Now, you tell me, Chris, does that sound like it's a lie and full of deceit? And it's ever so subtle because those words are being used by a quote unquote Christian.
Yeah. And it shows you that there are people who profess to be Christian who are not purely looking at yoga as a form of physical improvement. The very words of this person who wrote the content on the website is saying this is spiritual stuff. that it's supposed to somehow enhance our relationship with Jesus Christ, even though not a word of this nonsense is in the scripture.
That is exactly right. And it's taking you down a wrong path, and nowhere in there do you hear the gospel. You know, that's all we're commanded to do. But I read from you from Deuteronomy, and I'm gonna read to you what I think is a very key verse. I share this with everyone. It's what convicted, literally the words the Holy Spirit used to convict me of my sin. And this is Deuteronomy 18, chapter 18, verses 9 through 14, if I may. When you come into the land that the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not learn to follow the abominable practices of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone who burns his sons or his daughters as an offering, anyone who practices divination or tells fortunes or interprets omens, or a sorcerer or a charmer or a medium or a wizard or a necromancer. For whoever does these things is an abomination to the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord your God is driving them out before you. You, Christian, shall be blameless. I inserted the word Christian. You shall be blameless before the Lord your God. For these nations which you are about to dispossess, listen to fortune tellers and to diviners. But as for you, the Lord your God has not allowed you to do this. Period.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm originally from Long Island, New York. And there was a very popular newspaper on Long Island called the Long Island Catholic. And in fact, my parents subscribed to that since I was a little boy. And I, after becoming a Christian and joining a Reformed Baptist church in my mid-20s, I actually developed a friendship with one of the journalists there at the Long Island Catholic, Pete Sheehan. I'm giving him a shout out now. Pete and I continue to enjoy a very close friendship, and I know it drives him nuts that I remind him as often as we speak that his church is a false religion, as a false gospel. That drives him up a tree because he's very ecumenical. But that newspaper, the Long Island Catholic, in the classifieds and in the advertising section, there would be Catholic priests advertising not only that they provide yoga instruction, but they provide Buddhist meditation classes, transcendental meditation classes, and other kinds of pagan and occultic and anti-Christian and anti-biblical kinds of things. So that's just another example of somebody professing to be a Christian trying to lure people into the practice of yoga, as if the scriptures aren't enough to provide us with all we need to live an obedient and happy and healthy life as a disciple of Christ.
Absolutely. You'll find it everywhere. It's just growing and growing, and it has exploded to the point where people they think yoga is just moving the body. They have no clue. They really don't. I agree.
Well, speaking of Long Island, we have a listener, Evelyn, in Amagansett, Long Island. And Evelyn says, you mentioned chakra earlier. I know I've heard that word often throughout my life, even though I've never been personally involved in yoga. What does that actually mean?
I am not an expert on this. I would say to her, I would have you Google it, young lady, if you're asking it. But the chakras refer to the quote unquote energy centers of the body that is taught within that Hindu religion and other practices, be it Reiki or all the New Age. So that is what it is. It's nothing to go learn about, let me tell you right now. please do not do that. But that's what it's referring to essentially.
Yes, and it's very much an occultic kind of thing.
Agreed. Yes, it does not come from the Bible. It is not from that. It's from New Age, New Thought, occult, satanic. Yes.
Okay, we have Boyd in Toronto, Canada. Boyd says, what exactly does the chant Om mean?
My gosh, Boyd, thank you for the question. I have just cleared my mind of everything, so I've got to come back. It means, I do not remember what the Sanskrit for Om means. However, with that practice of using those two sounds together or the word, it becomes a mantra through which you're supposed to clear your mind. So you would do that just as a way to stay on this mantra to clear your mind. It has a meaning to it. I have, thank God, I've totally forgotten it. And I'm very serious. Thank you, God.
Well, that's, so you just reminded me of something. And you said that you just cleared your mind. And I know that you don't mean it in the way that those involved in false religions and the occult and the New Age mean it. But that's another thing of how Christians have adopted an anti-Christian and an anti-scriptural understanding of meditation. They are being told, even Christians, even well-known evangelicals have said in writing that their lives have been enormously improved and enhanced by practicing the type of meditation that some medieval Roman Catholic monks and nuns have done by emptying their mind. There's nothing in the Bible about telling us to empty our mind, where, as you were saying before, we're supposed to meditate on truth and fill our mind with that truth.
That is absolutely correct. When you look up the word meditation and you go into the different books of the Bible that have the word meditation, it always refers in context to you focusing on the Word of God only, and that is it. The moment you begin to clear your mind, you open up yourself to satanic and Satan influences and lies. And that is what yoga does, especially at the end. Those who practice yoga, the very last pose in a class, you're lying down and you're to clear your mind because you're physically exhausted by this point. And this is where the point of the instructor is going to just fill your mind with whatever she has. But that's where Satan comes in. And it is against what God commands. He does command us to meditate, but not by clearing your mind. You are always to have the Word of God in your mind, on your heart.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we have to go to our midway break right now, and you may also join the conversation by sending in your own question to chrisarnson@gmail.com. And always, as I said before, give us your first name, city and state of residence, and country of residence. And only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
It's such a blessing to hear from Iron Sharpens Iron radio listeners from all over the world. Here's Joe Riley, a listener in Ireland, who wants you to know about a guest on the show he really loves hearing interviewed, Dr. Joe Moorcraft.
I'm Joe Riley, a faithful Iron Sharpens Iron radio listener here in Athy in County Kildare, Ireland, going back to 2005. One of my very favorite guests on Iron Sharpens Iron is Dr. Joe Moorcraft. If you've been blessed by Iron Sharpens Iron radio, Dr. Moorcraft and Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, are largely to thank, since they are one of the program's largest financial supporters. Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming is in Forsyth County, a part of the Atlanta metropolitan area. Heritage is a thoroughly biblical church, unwaveringly committed to Westminster standards. And Dr. Joan Moorcraft is the author of an 8-volume commentary on the larger catechism. Heritage is a member of the Hanover Presbytery, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, and tracing its roots and heritage back to the great Protestant Reformation of the 16th century. Heritage maintains and follows the biblical truth and principles proclaimed by the Reformers: Scripture alone, grace alone, faith alone, Christ alone, and God's glory alone. Their primary goal is the worship of the triune God that continues in eternity. For more details on Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, visit heritagepresbyterianchurch.com. That's heritagepresbyterianchurch.com. Or call 678-954-7831. That's 678-954-7831. If you visit, tell them Joe Riley, an Iron Sharpens Iron radio listener from Atoy in County Kildare, Ireland, sent you.
Hello, my name is Anthony Uvinio, and I'm one of the pastors at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Quorum, New York, and also the host of the ReformRookie.com website. I want you to know that if you enjoy listening to the Iron Sharpens Iron radio show like I do, you can now find it on the Apple's iTunes app by typing Iron Sharpens Iron Radio in the search bar. You no longer have to worry about missing a show or a special guest because you're in your car or still at work. Just subscribe on the iTunes app and listen to the Iron Sharpens Iron radio show at any time, day or night. Please be sure to also give it a good review and pass it along to anyone who would benefit from the teaching and the many solidly reformed guests that Chris Arnson has on the show. Truth is so hard to come by these days, so don't waste your time with fluff or fake news. Subscribe to the Iron Sharpens Iron radio podcast right now. And while you're at it, you can also sign up for the ReformRookie.com podcast and visit our website and the YouTube page. We are dedicated to teaching Christian theology from a Reformed Baptist perspective to beginners in the faith as well as seasoned believers. From Keach's Catechism and the Doctrines of Grace to the Olivet Discourse and the Book of Leviticus, the Reform Rookie podcast and YouTube channel is sure to have something to offer everyone seeking biblical truth. And finally, if you're looking to worship in a Reformed church that holds to the 1689 London Baptist Confession of Faith, please join us at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Quorum, New York. Again, I'm Pastor Anthony Uvinio, and thanks for listening.
Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005. The publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Dr. Joseph Piper, President and Professor of Systematic and Homiletical Theology at Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary in Taylor, South Carolina. And the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Chuck White at the First Trinity Lutheran Church in Tonawanda, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Anthony Mathenia of Christ Church in Radford, Virginia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Jesse Miller of Damascus Road Christian Church in Gardnerville, Nevada, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Bruce Bennett of Word of Truth Church in Farmingville, Long Island, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Rodney Brown of Metro Bible Church in Southlake, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Jim Harrison of Red Mills Baptist Church in Mayapack Falls, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnson on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
Hi, this is John Sampson, pastor of King's Church in Peoria, Arizona, taking a moment of your day to talk about Chris Arnson and the Iron Sharpens Iron podcast. I consider Chris a true friend and a man of high integrity. He's a skilled interviewer who's not afraid to ask the big, penetrating questions while always defending the key doctrines of the Christian faith. I've always been happy to point people to this podcast, knowing it's one of the very few safe places on the internet where folk won't be led astray. And I believe this podcast needs to be heard far and wide. This is a day of great spiritual compromise, and yet God has raised Chris up for just such a time. And knowing this, it's up to us as members of the body of Christ to stand with such a ministry in prayer and in finances. I'm pleased to do so, and would like to ask you to prayerfully consider joining me in supporting Iron Sharpens Iron financially. Would you consider sending either a one-time gift or even becoming a regular monthly partner with this ministry? I know it would be a huge encouragement to Chris if you would. All the details can be found at ironsharpensironradio.com, where you can click support. That's ironsharpensironradio.com.
I'm truly grateful for many things that the Trump administration has ushered in, but here's something that seriously concerns me. On July 18th, President Donald Trump signed the Genius Act into law. This new law allows financial institutions to convert your hard-earned dollars into stable coins, a digital token backed by $37 trillion in national debt. They will not need your approval. You hand over your dollars and they give you a trackable, programmable, freezable token. This sounds like something out of a science fiction movie. They get control and you get surveillance. Stable coins are not freedom. They're a digital leash. This is one step away from a full-blown digital currency. How stable is a stable coin? If your account is hacked or if the power grid goes down for a period of time, you can instantly be locked out. It is time to get some of your hard-earned money outside of the traditional banking system and the U.S. dollar. If you want to have a better understanding of stablecoins and the future of money, then please call my friends at Gold Wealth Management and request your free report. This report is a must-read. Call or text Gold Wealth Management today at 623-640-5911. That's 623-640-5911. The report is free and there's no obligation. Again, call or text 623-640-5911. Tell them Chris from Iron Sharpens Iron Radio sent you.
President of the SecureCom Group and an enthusiastic supporter of Chris Arnzen's Iron Sharpens Iron radio program. The SecureCom Group provides the highest level of security, closed-circuit television, access control, and communication systems for Manhattan's top residential buildings, as well as churches, commercial properties, municipalities, and more. We custom install exactly what you need to protect yourself, including digital recording, off-site viewing, and connectivity from most smart devices. From simple code-activated systems to the latest technology using facial recognition, the SecureCom Group has it. We also provide the latest in intercom and IP telephone systems. In addition, we provide superior networking platforms. We'll create, maintain, and secure your local network. Whether it's a Wi-Fi or hardwire network, we'll implement the latest secured firewall, endpoint solutions, and cloud backup. I would love to have the honor and privilege of helping protect the lives and property of Iron Sharpens Iron radio listeners and their associates. For more details on how the SecureCom Group may be of service to you with the very latest in security innovations, call 718-353-3355. That's 718-353-3355. Or visit SecureComGroup.com. That's SecureComGroup.com. This is Brian McLaughlin of the SecureCom Group, joining Chris Arnzen's family of advertisers to keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air.
Puritan Reformed is a Bible-believing, kingdom-building, devil-fighting church. We're devoted to upholding the apostolic doctrine and practice preserved in Scripture alone. Puritan Reformed teaches men to rule and lead as image-bearing prophets, priests, and kings. We teach families to worship together as families. Puritan is committed to teaching the whole counsel of God so that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea. We sing the Psalms, teach the law, proclaim the gospel, make disciples, maintain discipline, and exalt Christ. This is Pastor David Reese of Puritan Reformed in Phoenix, Arizona. Join us in the glorious cause of advancing Christ's crown and covenant over the kings of the earth. Puritan Reformed Church. Believe, build, fight. PuritanPHX.com.
Welcome back. Before I return to my fascinating conversation with Christine Schwann, as she reveals and exposes the evils behind yoga, before I return to that conversation, I just have some quick reminders. Folks, as many of you may know who have been listening to this program regularly, we here at Iron Sharpens Iron Radio have lost two of our largest advertisers, one of which was Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service, who had been faithfully supporting this program ever since we relocated from New York to Pennsylvania, and they became faithful supporters of ours until just several weeks ago when they had to, out of financial necessity, permanently close their doors. Quite a shock and sorrow to many people who loved the wonderful, theologically sound books they provided at reasonable prices. And it was also, obviously, a huge blow to me because they were one of my largest advertisers. And we also lost another advertiser, and there may be a third one on the way. We need to have that money replenished and replaced. So I'm urging you, if you love Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, please visit ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. You could donate instantly with a debit or credit card. And if you prefer snail mail, mailing a physical check at your post office to a physical address, there will also be a physical address that appears on your screen when you click support at ironsharpensironradio.com. where you can mail your checks made payable to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. If you want to advertise with us, whether it's your church, parachurch ministry, your business, your private professional practice, like a law firm or a medical firm, or maybe it's just a special event that you want to promote, whatever it is, if it's compatible with my beliefs, I would love to help you launch an ad campaign because we're just as much in urgent need of your advertising dollars as we are in your donations. So send me an email to chrisarnzen@gmail.com and put advertising in the subject line. Keep in mind, as urgently as we need your financial help, I never want anybody in my audience to give their own church, where they are a member, less money than you normally give your church on the Lord's Day in order to bless us with a financial gift. In other words, never cut into the financial resources that you have set aside for your Lord's Day giving to your own church in order to bless Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Never do that. And if you're really struggling to survive and make ends meet, please wait until you're back on your feet and more financially stable before you bless us financially. But if you do love this show and you don't want it to go off the air, and you are blessed financially above and beyond your ability to support church and family, and you have extra money for benevolent, recreational, and even trivial purposes, please share some of that money with us if you really love the show. Go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. Last but not least, if you are not a member of a Christ-honoring, biblically faithful, theologically sound, doctrinally solid church like Apologia Church in Mesa, Arizona, where my guest Christine Schwann is a member, Well, I have lists of biblically faithful churches spanning the entire globe, and I have helped many people in my audience from all over the planet Earth find churches that are biblically faithful, sometimes even just a couple of minutes from where they live. And that may be you too, so no matter where you live in the world, if you do not have a biblically faithful church home, send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com and put "I need a church" in the subject line. That's also the email address where you can send in a question to Christine Schwann as we continue our discussion on yoga. chrisarnson@gmail.com. Give us your first name, at least city and state and country of residence. And Christine, I know that you have something that you'd like to say pretty quickly.
I do. I can't remember if it was Boyd or one of your other listeners asked about the word om,
right,
and what it meant. Okay, so I want you to hear this, and I want you to begin to understand how subtle and deceitful this is. It's a sacred sound and spiritual symbol in Hinduism. I'm getting this off of AI, Grok, FYI. In Hinduism, Buddhism, Jainism, and Sikhism, all four religions, it's often chanted during meditation, quote, prayers or spiritual practices, and considered a powerful mantra. Let's just speak Hinduism, which is where yoga comes from. Om is a primordial sound representing the essence of the universe. It's believed to be the vibration from which all creation emerges, symbolizing the past, present, and future. It's composed of three sounds, and I won't go any further. Do you hear that? That's the sound of where creation comes from. Do you begin to see that subtle little, if you do not know that, or you practice it, you are literally going against what God says. You are believing in another God, even by stating that word. It's an abomination to God. Even something as simple in a class, if you say this and you do not understand what you're saying, and you're a Christian, you have got to understand you are being deceitfully and lied to, and you don't see anything wrong. This is where, when in doubt, go into the Bible. You're not going to see that. We know who the God of the creation is. Anyway, I had to say that out. Thank you, Chris.
Oh, I'm glad you did. And it also reveals to you how fascinating it is that for some reason, many who profess to be Christians have no problem with borrowing chants and other things from other false religions. And yet you will very rarely hear people who are adamantly opposed to Christianity adopting some kind of a Christian phrase as a part of their lives to improve it in some way. Now, we who are Christians don't want people to take the Lord in vain and just be involved in vain repetition, even with the truths of God. But at the same time, the only time that people who are outside of the Christian faith seem to like to mention the word of Christ is when they're blaspheming and cursing. You don't have them involved in a workout where they're saying hallelujah over and over and things like that. It seems to be only the nutty Christians or professing Christians that will be completely comfortable borrowing a sound like that from another religion.
Yeah, I hear you.
Well, before I go to any more listener questions, I want you to explain something that is the most important part of the program, and that's how you came to realize specifically that yoga was evil, that you had to cease being an instructor in this. And did this come before or after you discovered Apologia Church?
My awakening is what I'm going to say, came before I came into Apologia Church. I was in another seeker-sensitive church in the 2010. I've been going to it. had, again, no awareness, but I knew I wanted to be baptized on my own. When you're a Roman Catholic, you're always baptized when you're a baby. So I wanted to be baptized, so I chose to be baptized. It was October of 2015. Believing in the Trinity, I got, you know, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, without a doubt. And being baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and truly believing in that. And then it was from that point on, I know that God began to do a work in me as quickly as I can. 2016 brought me out of where I lived in Arizona, out of the yoga world, the yoga community, my teachings, and picked me up and popped me in Chicago. far away from where I was. And it was in 2016. Now, keep in mind, I really had asked God in my baptism, use me boldly for you. But by pulling me out, it pulled me out of the influence of everything I was in. I don't think I ever would have left it at that point. I was in Major League Baseball. I'm not going down that path, but being in Major League Baseball in...
Obviously not as a player.
No. It's a wonderful story. But I was in the clubhouse of a major league team, and being in the clubhouse and being seeing godly Christian men in that environment and how they lived their lives and getting to know them from what I was doing there in the clubhouse. It was an eye-opening thing.
This would have been the Cubs or the White Sox?
It was the Cubs.
Okay.
Okay. That's a whole different story. I love it because God's providence is all over it. And I could go off on that tangent, but I'm not. I truly want you to understand, as I look back, I see God's providence. I was born in Chicago. I haven't been back there since I was 3 years old, a little girl. But puts me in this being around males in this clubhouse, and I begin to see these godly Christian men, and they share some gospel with me. Again, I'm saying I'm still in my Bible of my Joel Osteen. I've not yet gotten out of that. While I was baptized, the Holy Spirit's doing a work in me. But then the following year in 2017, I was there through 2000 into 2020. So I wanted to go to their chapel. Every Sunday they did a chapel. And I asked them, would you please allow me? I'm the only female. Would you make sure? And it was okay with the gentleman and the pastor. So I attended every Sunday for 8 months straight, for 3 years straight. Up the chapel. And what they did, they only presented the gospel. So for 20 minutes every Sunday, I for the first time heard the gospel in exposition. And then that started to do and work in me, because then I started going, well, I don't know about the show, but these strange thoughts are coming. Like, this doesn't feel right. I was maybe doing some practice, but then I wasn't. I got out of, so everything's changing in my world. That's what I want to say. To the point where I was in the off season in Fort Lauderdale, and I happened to be watching videos, because now something came in. I'm watching different videos, and I see Doreen Virtue, and she'd been born again. And I don't ask me how that popped up on my YouTube. And it came up, and I listened to her, and it was when she read what convicted her. I read Deuteronomy 18. I was convicted. My heart fell on my knees, literally bawling, saying, that's me. That's me. And I've been in church, and I've heard the gospel. Like, God got me. It convicted me. I cried and repented for 4 days straight. And in that, I reached out to her via email, and I said, what do I do? And she said, you burn every book you ever had. You defriend every single person.
You mean on yoga, burn every yoga book.
Yes. Yeah, every yoga book. But, you know, that's where, though, she taught me the discernment. You must read the Bible. So I got a one-year Bible. I got a Reformed study Bible by R.C. Sproul. And then she told me who to listen to: Paul Washer, John MacArthur, Vodi Bakum. I was just heavily in that, but I'd pull up other ones and they'd tickle my ears and I loved it. And she says, you're in the word of faith. You're in a false gospel. She helped me discern, because the Satan will try to get you back. Long story short, I came to Phoenix, back here in Arizona in 2020, everything shut down, and just happened to see a video pop up of Apologia. And lo and behold, it was Mother's Day 2020. They were open. They were 20 minutes from me. I went.
This is during the COVID mandates.
This is during COVID. Yes. Yeah. I lost all of my baseball work, speech work. Everybody was shut down, but they were still open. So I heard the word of God. Pastor James preached. And I just, that was my church. It was from that point, I was being exposited in a godly Christian church, and I've been there ever since. And
so that's where you discovered Reformed theology too?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I had no idea what it is, which is what we're, you know, which is what where I'm coming to these other Christians from. Christians who, please, with all the love that I can muster, please don't get upset at what I'm saying. Please understand, if you go into the Bible, it's through Scripture alone, sola scriptura, through grace alone, through faith alone, through Jesus Christ alone, to all glory be to God. Everything comes from Scripture. Not one thing else should I be putting in my mind. And if in doubt, go into my Bible, like meditation. I went right into that. And there it was, telling me, you focus only on my word, God tells me. And of course, then everything just starts opening, eyes and ears opened. Yes, Reformed.
Praise God.
Praise God.
And so that pivotal moment that you realized that I'm not helping people, I'm harming them. And I'm not only harming them, I'm harming myself and I'm dishonoring God. What were some of the things that just were glaring warning lights flashing in your mind? I don't mean that literally, obviously, but that made you say, I'm out of here. I'm not going to be involved in this anymore.
Your question hits a very deeply convicting part of me, because what I was doing was an abomination to God, and I didn't know that, and I did it under the worst of things, of saying I'm a Christian, and there's nothing wrong with this. Do you understand? I mean, that, I'm going to be, you know, I've got to account for that. So I quickly... I never went near any studios. I got rid of all friends, all music, everything to do with yoga. Let me tell you, I wish I could have burned it. And the Bible teaches us, the Bible tells us, you know, they'd be talking to some of the pagans, you go burn everything. If I could, I would have. But I just had to throw away huge dumpsterfuls of books and you name it. That was in 2019 where that struck me. And then I came back here to Arizona in 2020. I don't know if I answered your question, Chris.
Well, I was asking you about specific things that finally were the, as they say, the straw that broke the camel's back, or the last nail in the coffin of yoga, the things that immediately made it crystal clear and clarified in your mind, this is of Satan. It is not of God. I cannot do this.
The moment Doreen Virtue read Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 9 through 14, I knew. And not only that, I knew that anything I physically did, I had to be so mindful of. You know, your body has muscle memory. I wanted to go right through and stretch, quote unquote, the way your people who are listening say, and it makes you feel good. And I'm like, well, what else can I do? Like, I literally had to stop doing any and every stretch for 2 years. I mean, I just found other modes to keep my body moving and to stretch that I knew were safe. I wrote letters to the people I deceived within baseball. I wrote letters of asking for forgiveness to all those people who knew me as a yoga teacher, asking for forgiveness. I mean, I did everything that the Bible told me to do, and even as of now, to share with others the truth. It's not my truth. It's God's word, which is why I keep coming back to it. It's not me telling them. This is God telling each and every one of you. If you don't believe me, go into the Bible. I'm glad you asked that.
Amen. By the way, Billy in New Rochelle, I will get back to you after this live interview with some recommendations for a solid church in New Rochelle. And I'm so delighted that you have left the false system of Roman Catholicism. And I actually do have a friend who is a former member of the church where I was saved on Long Island, a solid Reformed Baptist church. I know that he has since moved to New Rochelle, and I'm assuming he is a member of a solid church somewhere. So I will find out where he's going as well. But we also have Albrecht in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. And Albrecht said, since yoga, as you have already stated, has demonic connections, I was wondering if that dark of an experience ever entered your life, things that may have even involved visions or voices, and things so deep and dark that you knew they were satanic.
Boy, Albrecht, that is an excellent question. And the reason I say that that's such an excellent question, because I want you to understand that Satan deceives, and it's so subtle. And he'll get you in your weakness, in your weakest part, which was my pride, as I said earlier. But I did go down. So it was, while not practicing or teaching yoga, while I was in Chicago, I was going to get trained and did some training in Reiki. And I met the most, when I say evil, I was in the presence of an evil spirit. I was being trained to literally call upon this evil spirit. It had a picture. It had a name. This person teaching me was just, you would never think, but it's so subtle. I was going down a very bad path. I know that now. That was in 2016, very early on. And I can tell you, I have met more people who have gotten divorces over it, be they the male or the female.
Over Reiki?
No, not Reiki. I'm going back to yoga.
Okay.
In terms of, you know, I've not seen anything evil in terms of, I've not heard voices. I'm not going to go down there. Did I try to do some of that, you know, new age stuff, which is demonic, be it, what is it, teleporting or, see, again, they're all, these things are out of my, gone. But no, nothing, nothing that's jumping out. I think I buried it deep. I apologize on that. I don't know if I answered that.
Well, you shouldn't be apologizing that you didn't have this satanic experience. We just praise God for his mercy to you in the midst of that.
Yes.
But please, since you brought up Reiki, I think it's a very important thing to bring up, because I happen to know that even some professing Christians who are into chiropractic medicine, who are chiropractors themselves, have practiced Reiki. And this is where they hover their hands above the body and believe they can determine what illnesses you have without any kind of more thorough examination, without even touching you. Am I somewhere on the right track there?
You're correct. That is absolutely what you are taught to do and use. There are so many. The thing to be very mindful about Reiki, it comes from a founder of Reiki was born in a village in Japan, which is he was from a Buddhist family. So again, you are learning something from Japan that came from Buddhism. Again, another false religion, if you will, pagan in mindset. But these are, again, pagan, just an abomination to God. I ran across a chiropractor, or a chiropractor then who was also had done some craniosacral work, which is the cranium and the sacrum and manipulating that. But the training that this individual had, she was using chakras. Again, I mentioned that those are the energy centers that you were being referred to. And she got her training, though, from a person whose belief was pagan and was all in the New Age and the New Thought field, as well as yoga. So even though this chiropractor, while she had the craniosacral training, that came from a different religion, but she's incorporating into her practice. And if you're not careful, what you're dealing with, again, is not a practice that comes from God.
Let's see here. We have Tristan in, it's either Samarish or Samarish, Washington. And Tristan asks, has the Lord used you to lead others who are heavily involved in yoga out from that devilish practice, and more importantly, into the blood of Jesus Christ?
I don't know how many he has opened their eyes. I wish I knew, actually. I don't. I know of several when I sent my letter to them, and I sent a Bible to them as well. In fact, just last month, I was speaking to somebody I knew in baseball, and we had a wonderful, he's coming to Christ.
Wow.
It will do its work, but it's not my job to know. And it's the Holy Spirit to do the work. I always present the gospel to them, and I continue to pray for these people that I've misled, that their eyes and ears be open and their hearts just convicted of their sins when they hear the gospel truth. So I other than that, I don't know. I pray they are. Somebody.
We have Carl in Denton, Texas. And I've been to Denton, loved visiting Denton for a Bible conference out there, Denton Bible Church. And also my friend Mac Tomlinson, pastors in Denton, Providence Chapel in Denton, Texas. Perhaps Carl is a member of one of those churches. But Carl says, can you recommend a book or documentary that goes into depths exposing the lies and evil character of yoga?
There's only one documentary that I watched. It's called Yoga Inc. Yoga Inc. About the business of yoga. And that was through, and they looked at Bikram, who is a person, the Bikram yoga. So you can see as you look at the documentary, the evils behind it. As you're looking at it now through a Christian's mindset, you'll begin to see and understand how it's very much a cult, not just a religion. It's a cult this person used. So that's the only one that I can say, and I don't know any others at this point. They might be out there. I don't know.
Okay. Thank you, Carl. And let's see here. We've got Alice in Utica, New York. And Alice says, let's see here. She's springing up some things that aren't involved in a question. Let's see. I'm trying to get to the question part. Here's something I can ask. Alice says, do you go through any withdrawals missing yoga, even though you know it is not something a Christian should participate in?
Not one iota do I have.
Praise
any,
God.
Period. How can I if I'm in Christ? There's no way that I can. Not at all. Not at all. No, I praise God.
Praise God for that. Well, we have to go to our final break. And if you have a question, I would advise strongly that you submit it immediately because we are rapidly running out of time. ChrisArnzen@gmail.com. ChrisArnzen@gmail.com. Give us your first name, at least city and state and country of residence. Only remain anonymous. If your question is personal and private, don't go away. We'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Tony Costa, professor of apologetics and Islam at Toronto Baptist Seminary. I'm thrilled to introduce to you a church where I've been invited to speak and have grown to love, Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, Long Island, New York, pastored by Rich Jensen and Christopher McDowell. It's such a joy to witness and experience fellowship with people of God like the dear saints at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, who have an intensely passionate desire to continue digging deeper and deeper into the unfathomable riches of Christ in His Holy Word, and to enthusiastically proclaim Christ Jesus the King and His doctrines of sovereign grace in Suffolk County, Long Island, and beyond. I hope you also have the privilege of discovering this precious congregation and receive the blessing of being showered by their love, as I have. For more information on Hope Reformed Baptist Church, go to hopereformedli.net. That's hopereformedli.net. Or call 631-696-5711. That's 631-696-5711. Tell the folks at Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, New York, that you heard about them from Tony Costa on Iron Sharpens Iron.
This is Pastor Bill Sasso, Grace Church at Franklin, here in the beautiful state of Tennessee. Our congregation is one of a growing number of churches who love and support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio financially. Grace Church at Franklin is an independent, autonomous body of believers which strives to clearly declare the whole counsel of God as revealed in Scripture through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the end for which we strive is the glory of God. If you live near Franklin, Tennessee, and Franklin is just south of Nashville, maybe 10 minutes, or you are visiting this area, or you have friends and loved ones nearby, we hope you will join us some Lord's Day in worshiping our God and Savior. Please feel free to contact me if you have more questions about Grace Church in Franklin. Our website is gracechurchatfranklin.org. That's gracechurchatfranklin.org. This is Pastor Bill Sasser wishing you all the richest blessings of our Sovereign Lord, God, Savior, and King Jesus Christ, today and always.
Pastor Keith Allen of Lynbrook Baptist Church, a Christ-centered, gospel-driven church looking to spread the gospel in the southwest portion of Long Island, New York, and play our role in fulfilling the Great Commission, supporting and sending for the spread of the gospel to the ends of the earth. We're delighted to be a part of Chris Arnzen's Iron Sharpens Iron radio advertising family. At Lynbrook Baptist Church, we believe the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments to be the inspired word of God, inerrant in the original writings, complete as the revelation of God's will for salvation, and the supreme and final authority in all matters to which they speak. We believe in salvation by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. This salvation is based upon the sovereign grace of God, was purchased by Christ on the cross, and is received through faith alone, apart from any human merit, works, or ritual. Salvation in Christ also results in righteous living, good works, and appropriate respect and concern for all who bear God's image. If you live near Lynbrook, Long Island, or if you're just passing through on the Lord's Day, we'd love to have you come and join us in worship. For details, visit lynbrookbaptist.org. That's lynbrookbaptist.org. This is Pastor Keith Allen of Lynbrook Baptist Church reminding you that by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. May the Lord bless you in the knowledge of Himself.
I'm Simon O'Mahony, pastor of Trinity Reformed Baptist Church in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. Originally from Cork, Ireland, the Lord in His sovereign providence has called me to shepherd this new and growing congregation here in Cumberland County. At TRBC, we joyfully uphold the Second London Baptist Confession. We embrace congregational church government, and we are committed to preaching the full counsel of God's word for the edification of believers, the salvation of the lost, and the glory of our triune God. We are also devoted to living out the one another commands of Scripture, loving, encouraging and serving each other as the body of Christ. In our worship, we sing psalms and the great hymns of the faith, and we gather around the Lord's table every Sunday. We would love for you to visit and worship with us. You can find our details at trbccarlisle.org. That's trbccarlisle.org. God willing, we'll see you soon.
Someone you know been injured due to an accident or medical malpractice? If so, call Buttafuoco & Associates at 1-800-669-HURT. Hi, my name is Kristen Buttafuoco. My father is Dan Buttafuoco of Buttafuoco & Associates, the personal injury lawyers. He's been serving the Christian community for over 20 years. Ever since I was young, I've had the opportunity to watch him in action. Over the years, I've seen him help countless people rebuild their lives after an accident or injury. I know that he gives each case individual attention. I know he and his staff take each case personally. I've seen him both laugh and cry along with his clients. It's hard work, but he loves doing it. So I can confidently say, we help accident victims rebuild their lives. God can help you too. Just call 1-800-669-HURT. 1-800-669-HURT. And let my dad take care of you. He's good at that, I promise.
Now accepting cases in all 50 states. Welcome back. Folks, I also want to remind all men in ministry leadership that you are invited to the next biannual free Iron Sharpens Iron Radio Pastors Luncheon, which will be held on Thursday, March 5th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Church of the Living Christ in Loysville, Pennsylvania, which is Perry County, Pennsylvania. And we have the honor, privilege, and joy for the second time to have as our keynote speaker Dr. Conrad Mbewe, a highly sought after conference speaker all over the world, He's also pastor of a Reformed Baptist church in Africa that has been planting churches all over that continent that are Reformed Baptist confessional churches. He is personally the pastor of Kabwata Baptist Church in Lusaka, Zambia, Africa, and he is the founding chancellor of African Christian University. Well, not only is admission free for men in ministry leadership, and not only will your meal be free and your opportunity to hear Dr. Conwad and Mbewe preach, that will be for free, but on top of all that, everybody, as they always do, will leave these luncheons with a heavy sack of free, brand new books, personally selected by me and donated by generous publishers all over the United States and United Kingdom. It's all absolutely free, as by the design of my precious late wife, Julie, who started these luncheons with me when we were still living on Long Island in the 1990s. And since she has gone home to be with the Lord Jesus, I continue to hold these pastor's luncheons in loving memory of her and an honor and tribute to her. So if you would like to attend, just send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com, and put pastor's luncheon in the subject line. Give me your name and the name and location of your church or your parachurch ministry, and you will be registered. Also, let me know how many men will be joining you on Thursday, March 5th. Also, the day before that, or the night before that, on Wednesday, March 4th, Dr. Mbewe will be preaching at the church where I am a member, Trinity Reformed Baptist Church of Carlisle, Pennsylvania. They'll be at 7 p.m. For more details on how to get there, go to trbccarlisle.org, trbccarlisle.org. And we are now back with Christine Schwann, who has been providing some absolutely fascinating information, warning our listeners about the evil roots of yoga. And we have JD in Russellville, Arkansas, who says, most people that I know that are into yoga are also frequenters of health food stores. Is there anything that we should be aware of when we go into a health food store and perhaps not buy?
Wow. Okay. I kind of smile and laugh. I'm like, yeah, they do that, don't they? I can't think of anything except what might be it symbols of the Om or symbols of other things that are not of God. And you might have, oh gosh, there might be some like Reiki cards. There might be some other kinds of things, cards. But in terms of food, no. My opinion on why do they do that? Because you're, and I did this too. I was at the Whole Foods. Well, let's laugh about this, but you think you're doing something to help the earth. You think you're being good. There's this, I don't say need, but there's this yearning to, you know, do what's good and right and just. And so shopping in the Whole Foods, well, yes, it's all healthy for my body. And again, if we go back to the root of this, I was worshiping an idol, myself. This was about me feeling good and me doing this for my body because I feel good. And so I want to share that with other people so people can feel good. But we all know in Romans 3, right? No one is good. No, not one. No one understands or seeks for God. None. So, and all have gone astray. So it's a fascinating question. I chuckle a little bit because it's so true. You will see people in there in the yoga. So you'll see yoga mats and you'll see the yoga clothes and you'll see, you know, charms and bracelets and all that. So those are the things I would say I stay away from. I mean, there's no way, because it's just a, it's part, how do I put this? It's part of, like, I, as a Christian, I wear a cross. I don't have it on me in this moment, but I wear a cross. Those who do yoga wear the symbols of yoga, which are pagan. The Om symbol, the these other symbols, they wear these charms, they wear mala beads, because that's what the Tibetans, you know, they worship and they pray on. So there's prayer beads. So you can begin to see that those are sold in these stores as you look at that. And it's all one with the earth. We're all in this unity thing. So I diverted a little bit.
No. I want you to be as thorough and detailed as you possibly can. Are you aware of any things that are sold in places like this that might be supplements that are stimulants of some kind that are intended to open up the mind to all kinds of things that might not, the mind not be normally exposed to? I'm just thinking out loud, because I know that there is a lot of deceit in the area of health and nutrition also, where claims are being made about things and activities and supplements and products that are completely false. The old snake oil salesman pushing stuff that has really no benefit and might even be harmful in some way.
Yeah. I follow your question in that regard. And that's a whole different topic we could talk about in terms of the supplements, et cetera. Just being in health and fitness from pretty much my whole life and you know, trying all these things. But no, what I will say in kind of in conjunction with what you were talking about, Chris, is that many of the people who take or who do yoga or who practice yoga are seeking something more. And they go on, they'll go to Peru, they'll go to these different places, they'll do ayahuasca, which is the ritual where you take in some type of a medicinal herb, which really puts you into these states of hallucinations, and you're under these, you know, medicine men, if you will. And many people in yoga, in fact, there's yoga trips that you can go on to go and experience God at a personal level. There's other drugs, you know, DMT and other things in the mushrooms, and you can take these trips on your own now. But that's for those who are, it's very well known in the yoga community, you know, because it's all about making money. Let's come right back to it. You're going to be making money. So if they want to sell a trip where you're going to experience that, or do the sweat lodge, other things like that. Yes, that's very much something, but that's not relative to a grocery store. Supplements and that, I can think of nothing off the top of my head in that regard. That would be something that's illegal that you would go.
You just mentioned the sweat lodges, and I can remember, I don't know how many years ago it was, because the older I get, time flies a lot faster than when I was younger. Well, at least it appears that way. This could have been 10 years ago, could have been 20 or 30 years ago. But I remember there was a notable case in the news where people had died in the sweat lodges. And so obviously there is danger involved in those. Do you know if there is any real benefit to those kinds of things?
I personally do not find a benefit in that, because I know that something like a sweat lodge, it is not overseen or approached by a godly Christian person, period. And you're not going to see it, because there is no intention for God in it. There's an ulterior motive. Again, Satan uses every single thing he can. But it just so happened that sweat lodge incident was here in Arizona again, up near Sedona. It's just, It's rampant. I see no benefits. If you want, go into your sauna at your gym. If you want, you know, again, when you go somewhere for the purpose of seeking spirituality and something else, that's not right. That's not biblical. That's taking you into something pagan. I mean, this, you know, it's God or Satan. Where does it fall? You know?
Now, are there, other than the spiritual aspects, are there false claims being made by yoga instructors and people who promote yoga that are false regarding the physical benefits?
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. Here we go. I asked you to bring up the physicality of this. The world of yoga is any person can become a yoga teacher, quote unquote. So if you're going to a studio or you're watching something on a video, you have to understand, who is this coming from? This person, what's their background? What's their training? They have, anybody could do this. You just need 200 hours. And of those 200 hours, as I said at the very beginning, only 20 hours of the 200 are about the anatomy and physiology. And guess what? You don't even have to have a degree. You don't even have to finish high school.
Wow.
You don't do any background on you. There's nothing. So you have this person who is leading a class, teaching it, who has no background, who might not, probably not, you have to ask, background in the physical body of anatomy, physiology, which is everything. And there is no board or body of professionals that oversee these teachers. So you go to a doctor, they have the AMA, you have a board, they have to ascribe to certain ethics and values and have tests. My position, speech pathologists, have the same thing. Physical therapists do, PTs do, counselors do. Any practice or any professional that deals with the physical body always has a governing body over it to protect it from harming the individual. Yoga has zero. I'm going to say that again, zero. So you, while you might be feeling good now, you don't know when that person might come up to you and touch you or put you in a pose that you shouldn't be in given an injury or et cetera, but you're going to believe him, or you're in a hot studio and it feels a little bit better and you can move a little bit different. The amount of injuries that have been documented coming from yoga are astronomical. I'd say definitely over 55%. If you do this long-term, inevitably there will be injuries in your back, in your knees, and in your shoulders, period. I've seen it for the short while I was in, and I know the body. These teacher trainings, even the Holy Yoga teacher training, and I want to pull this up because I read from their site, it's the same, there is no body, but you have to be, quote unquote, come from a teacher training that is part of the Yoga Alliance. The Yoga Alliance is just a group of people who are not believers. And believe me, they are very woke. And there are many Indians, you know, many different religions in this body of individuals I'm talking about here in America. And it's simply a place to get money. And they created this 200-hour teacher training that I could open a studio. I could say I'm going to do a 200-hour teacher training because it's my studio. I'm going to teach it. I'm a professor. I can literally do that of anatomy. And I have to go by these 200 hours so that these people who pay me thousands of dollars, you want to know how much they charge? Over $5,000 or more, have to then go to this Yoga Alliance and get this 200-hour teacher training certificate. That is, this organization is, quote-unquote, I was on site. It is a voluntary registry. They're taking your money, they're taking your data and your information, and they are giving you lies, and that's where Satan is so embedded in that website. And yet, the Holy Yoga uses the 200-hour teacher training and sends you through, and it's associated with this ungodly Yoga Alliance. So I could show you the connection right away. But the people there, they are not trained in terms of the body. Very dangerous. If you're going to continue and you think you're good and and you don't want to listen to me or listen to God in the Bible, beware. You are forewarned.
Amen. Well, it has been absolutely fascinating and a delight to have you on the program. I look forward to return visits from you. I want to quickly recommend an interview that my guest, Christine Schwann, conducted on The Cultish Show. And you can find that at thecultishshow.com, thecultishshow.com. If anybody listening wants to get in touch with Christine, just send me an email and I'll pass it on to her, chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com. I want you all to have a safe, happy, healthy, and joyful and Christ-honoring weekend and Lord's Day. And I want you all to always remember for the rest of your lives that Jesus Christ is a far greater Savior than you are a sinner.